You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got a segment that's been long in the making. Jeff works for one of them big companies that makes us get all our questions cleared by legal. So here we go. We've got Jeff Glusman. Jeff is a CRP, Certified Retirement Planning Counselor from the College of Financial Planning. He's the Senior Vice President, Senior Financial Advisor at Merrill Lynch Wealth Management, where he's been since 2001. After 8 years in commercial real estate brokerage and development in South Florida, some with me. 16 years later, Mr. Glusman is the Senior Advisor of a wealth management team managing almost $1 billion of client assets with a focus on affluent families with a significant client headcount in the NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mr. Free. Good to be here. Thank you very much.
All right. Now, listen, first of all, Jeff, I think a lot of people out there want to know how you got your start in this, because I get calls all the time from parents that want me to hook them up with the sports teams. How do people get involved in this?
My story is not an overly enjoyable one. I lost a lot of money when the market rolled over in 2000, and I went to one of the few people I trust, that being my father, and I said, taught me a lot about the world, taught me a lot about business, but not necessarily how to protect the money, and he told me that I should consider getting into the business and learning it for myself. I got lucky, and my father-in-law had been in the business for about 30 years at the time, and said you should get into it and you should check out Merrill Lynch and other firms and do what's best for you and your family. And from there, I got lucky. A couple of my college friends ended up getting into the NFL. One's a GM, the other one is a coach, and got referred a couple clients and turned 2 into 100 with a great team behind me, a great partner in Rich DeLuca, and the kind of support that you need from a company like Merrill Lynch to make it happen.
Well, high five to Rich, but let's talk about one of your early mentors. I'm not talking about the crazy man that ran the office.
Sure.
You know, you worked with a good friend of mine back in the day in real estate, David Lipp. Why don't we give a shout out to David?
How do you not give a shout out? The surf king of Boca Raton, the original mentor that I ever had, taught me not only work ethic, but that really looking people in the eye and doing them right every day is what it's all about. And he's one of the greatest guys out there. So if he's listening, shout to you, Mr. Lipp.
I love David, and I'll make sure he gets it. We'll flip him the link to the interview. Now, Jeff, let's talk a little bit about who your customers are. Tell me a little bit about your customers in a fiduciary way, obviously, mm-hmm. kind of generically.
Sure. We've really focused in the last 8 to 9 years on the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball space. We do have clients who are affluent, normal, quote unquote, wealthy people, as we say, versus
not in the biz.
Well, people per se that didn't experience sudden wealth and with a lack of financial aptitude or literacy.
Okay.
So their education wasn't the focus versus making sure the money was protected in a way that met their goals.
Okay. So you would then describe your customers as people that have had significant wealth events individually or perhaps had it accumulate over time in a family way.
Yeah, a couple families that have had liquidity events by selling their businesses or inheriting significant amount of money, and then obviously a heavy headcount of young men who are getting massive signing bonuses and very lucrative contracts at ages of 20, 21, 22, and even 28, 29. And then the challenge of making that money last for 60 years versus making the money last for the normal 15 years after or 20 years after a retirement that you and I might go through.
Wow. Now, here's my real question. It seems to me that that's the reason that they need your services.
It is. It is. 30 for 30 shed a lot of light on the lack of success that people in this environment have, that families have. And I think has actually driven more of the families and of these young men to seek out people like us that have the platform, the people in the process, and a track record of success, a clean record by FINRA, no client complaints, and no one who's going broke or bankrupt when the statistics suggest that almost 80% do after a few years.
So why don't we talk a little bit about the difference between the baller's mentality that's out there on TV
sure.
and versus keeping it professional. Do you take them out? Do you take your clients out on big yachts, throw fancy parties that everybody does a lot of different stuff at?
But of course, with dancing girls and fireworks and all the things that one would expect, just like television,
right? just like the TV world.
Yeah, I would say the only thing maybe in common with the Ballers episode is the fact that my team prides itself on their executive presence, on wearing suits and ties and cufflinks and pocket squares and presenting a professional delivery at all times. We don't go out and drink with our clients. We don't go out and party with our clients. We're trying to basically convey to them that how they should act as professionals now. They're not college kids anymore, so to say.
Wow, so you actually set a good example. You got any good recruiting stories? I mean, you know, obviously keeping it generic.
Sure, sure. You know, recruiting stories are funny. I took a trip recently up to Atlanta with my eldest son, and I introduced him to a client, actually to two clients, one in the NBA and one in the NFL. And it wasn't so much so anything about the recruiting effort that it was. It was the takeaway that my son had and the athletes had. Sometimes we forget that just because they're bigger, stronger, faster, that a lot of these young men are in fact still young men. They're yet to go through a lot of life experiences. Their appreciation for a 12-year-old who's still in awe of them and a 12-year-old's appreciation of how much hard work it takes to be one of the 650 guys in the NBA or one of the 2,500 guys in the NFL. Otherwise, I mean, there are trips where you show up and a young man's supposed to be there for a meeting and you wait hours on end and he never shows up. And sometimes you think you're showing up to meet the guy who's in control, a parent, and it ends up being somebody
that's not that person.
That's not that person.
Wow. So do you go to the different events like the Senior Bowl, big sports events, big cultural events, stuff like that? That's where you meet the folks?
We're at the appropriate venues. We spoke at the Senior Bowl 8 of the last 10 years. Myself and my partner, Rich, were the ones that delivered the wealth management session at the Senior Bowl.
Whoa.
Which was a big deal. One of our conventional competitors that you mentioned earlier went into the Senior Bowl and pushed their way in by using the dollars to get that venue. We built the credibility off of time and effort. We spoke at the Portsmouth Invitational Basketball, at the East-West game, and a couple of colleges. And at this point, the good news is we've been doing it so long that we have clients who've gone to schools or in locker rooms that know what we're about. We don't have to try to convince people that we're the right fit. We are the right fit.
Wow. So, you know, it's not easy being one of the handful of people that is really successful and able to build a quality, diversified, cross-referring network in this vertical. How do you do it against all those odds?
You have to be the guys that are there to protect and preserve. Growth is not something that these young people need when they experience this sudden wealth. They need to be educated, right? The old knowledge is power. Well, they have the money. They need to get the knowledge so that they don't end up being the negative statistic. Referring to attorneys and accountants, we just look for people that are qualified and make sure that they are looking out for our clients' best interests and not taking advantage of them. And the same thing goes for the real estate world. We're not going to let someone show our client a $1 million house when their budget calls for $450,000. So controlling those centers of influence and making sure they understand that our responsibility to the client extends beyond our office has been why the results have been what they have been.
Look, one of my friends is a CFO of one of the condos up in the Miami Gardens area. Not a fancy, splashy condo. Mm-hmm. I would call it working class. And she's got a professional ball player who plays for one of the teams out west, who's a Latin American guy who lives there. Cost him probably $110,000.
Sure.
That's the kind of guy that I think knows what's going on.
That's what we look for. There's nothing better. We were with a client yesterday who plays for the Falcons, and he said, I just want to get a little condo on the beach for a couple $100,000. And this is a guy who could be buying spreads for millions of dollars. So when you find that kind of guy who's got the right kind of vision quest in regards to his money and his priorities in order, it makes it easy to want to have him as a client and keep him, right?
Yeah, by the way, one of our friends, Russ, on the Facebook feed said that David Lipp is one of the top quality people he's ever met. You're darn right, Russ. Darn right. I love David Lipp. You ain't so bad either, Russ. We love you too. Now, with all that money, you know what? We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to go to the next half of the next hour. I want to talk about how do they fail to save their money when they have so much. Again, I want to talk about how you got your start again. The most outrageous client request. I got some great questions, so stick with us. We're going to have an entertaining time with my good friend Jeff. We're going to talk about all the things that you want to know that go on behind the curtain when athletes work with their sports, with their wealth advisors. So it's going to be great. Stick with us. Reagan, rock it.